True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Michigan, Ohio State talk to open the show. We've shifted to some Lions, but we'll take any of your open line calls. We also talked a little bit about the Spartans and their situation with an embattled coach going into the season finale at Ford Field against the Maryland Terrapins. Malik Washington, that trio of dangerous receivers and the Terrapins. Let's go to Robert. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Robert?
Good afternoon, guys. Love the show. Just wanted to say, I think last weekend was a classic sort of trap game for the Lions, coming off an emotional big-time game against Philly, looking ahead to the Thanksgiving game. Because the defense, I don't remember seeing a game this year where the defense just looked out of sync, blown assignments, and that kind of thing. And I also think on the offense, they were out of sync as well. They just didn't look mentally into it as much as they should have, taken for granted that the Giants aren't a very good team. But
I don't love it, Robert, to be honest with you, but I don't know that you're wrong. Possible. What'd you say? You're always right. Robert, you should call more often. We can use somebody that's always right. You know, you might be, and I think we'll find out a little bit. Like, all the buildup for the Philly game and then the massive letdown, and then you got a 2-win team coming up. There's no way you can have the same intensity. They talk about, I asked Jared about it. Hey, this is a big game. I know you want to say they're all big. And he's like, yeah, they are all big. He didn't shy away from that because you try very hard to be a consistent performer. But if they come out and roll Green Bay tomorrow, I think that we could say the Giants game was close because it was the one that was sandwiched in between two massive games.
Yeah, and I also think it was either Monday or Tuesday's Dan Campbell press conference. But he sort of, and I forget the exact word to use, but he kind of talked about, he mentioned energy, and he mentioned, I think, attention to detail. And those are kind of code words for that kind of lack of focus, lack of urgency, which is surprising under a Campbell, you know, era. But I do think they kind of just thought, hey, we're at home. Giants aren't very good. If we play a B game, we'll, you know,
it's really difficult, and the best teams, I think even the best teams struggle with it. But look, it might be something more, you know, far more concerning than that. Our best case scenario, Robert, is what you brought up. Best case scenario is a classic letdown, classic trap game that they managed to survive and win.
Right.
Yeah, they did lose the Philly game and didn't look great doing it. Now, home field, massive, massive game. You know, this is, it'd be a really good time to look like your old selves. A really good time. And it's amazing what a difference a week can make. We do this all season long. It's a roller coaster. It's an absolute roller coaster. Try and be steady, but it's not easy. 248-539-9797. Tom, you're next. Hi, Tom.
Hi, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good, thank you.
Glad to be here. Yep.
Big thing or quick thing on the Lions game coming up on Thanksgiving. Few things. I like to compare it to the Michigan-Ohio State game coming up. It's a huge rivalry, and even though Michigan is a considerable underdog, I believe, I think they're going to step up their game a little bit more, which I think the Lions are going to do the same thing. The mental part of the game is incredible influencer in how games come out. And I think these guys can pump themselves up. They owe each other because of the loss on game one of the season opener. They owe it because they really need this win to keep going in the season, don't you think?
Well, this is a huge win to get back on track as far as looking like a real contender in the NFC. You know, last week when they were 6-4, we talked about what they needed to do down the stretch in the final seven games. And the consensus was kind of 5-2, getting to 11 wins should get them into the postseason. And if they go in, even if they have to play a first-round game, and even if they have to play on the road, that as long as they're healthy, we'll take our chances. But at the end of the day, Tom, to get to 5-2 the rest of the way, you got to lose some games. And this is one of the more losable games on the schedule. I think they're going to win it. Let me be clear. But it's definitely one of the more losable games on the schedule.
I actually picked them to go 6-1 on the remaining seven.
So what's the one in your mind? Do you remember?
L.A.,
yeah.
L.A.
Yep.
I just don't see us winning that game.
I got to tell you, I think for
out with the,
as far as environments.
They come out with the offense that we're familiar with and they've been beating some butts with, then, yeah, they got a good shot against L.A., but I just don't see it happening right now.
L.A. as a football team is tough to play. As far as road trips to make, might be the easiest in the NFL for this team. We know this fan base travels.
Yeah, in terms of a fan base, every opposing fan base has a presence in L.A.
Indoors. I mean, if you look at bad possible playoff matchups, where would you rather play, at Philly or at L.A.?
I'd rather play at L.A. Yeah. Does that make the Rams even tougher?
You mean in terms of
recognizing how good they actually are?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
I mean, because home games aren't necessarily home games for them. And they're certainly not traditional home games.
Feedback coming in, 248-539-9797. We take your text. Regarding Michigan, Ohio State, everything seems to be breaking Michigan's way between the OSU wide receiver injuries and the weather. That alone should make this a toss-up. That's from Rob. Here's an interesting one. In the modern landscape of college football rivalries like this one are pretty much dead. The heat between the players is gone because they're all selfishly playing for a paycheck. They're not hateful of the other team like they used to be. They're playing for the name on the back of the jersey, not the name on the front.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I can't speak for how they feel down at Ohio State 100% as an observer of the program. I don't think last year's team didn't hate Michigan. I think they hated Michigan. A. B, I can sort of speak to Michigan. I would never say that there's any indication that one person in that building is approaching this any less intensely than they have in the past.
I think it might be safe to say last year Ohio State was an overconfident bully in the situation. and Michigan had all types of confidence. They just didn't exude it in the press conferences or anything like that. But they came out and they clocked them right in the face and kept doing it.
Regarding the Lions from Twitter, Amato writes in, Green Bay wins by 7. This offensive line has been bad the last 2 weeks, and Green Bay has some dude named Parsons on the other side of the ball. I think Love will make enough bad decisions to keep us in it, but unless the line really pulls together, Goff and the Lions are going to have a long day. So the Micah Parsons effect. Do you know how many snaps Micah Parsons played in the first game against the Lions?
It wasn't many. It was like 12 or something.
He played 30 of 67. He played He played less than 50%. Last week against Minnesota, he played all but 4 snaps. Micah Parsons, we got Micah Parsons light in week one. Now, I think in week one, a big part of what happened at the line of scrimmage was because the Lions' offensive line was a mess. I think first start for some guys, noise, terrible communication. They did some things up front that you knew weren't, they didn't get physically beaten. They had offensive linemen running 2 different plays. Like there was, it was just a disaster in week one. They're getting, Micah will be facing a better offensive line performance tomorrow, but yeah, Micah could be a problem because he showed up against the Lions and he just got there 30 minutes earlier. So, not literally, but yeah, Micah could be a, you know, this we're not reshaping football analysis. Micah Parsons is a problem.
No, he's a guy you game plan against, and there's reason for it. He is, it's not unstoppable, but he doesn't stop necessarily. You know what I mean? The effort's always there. It's going to be up to Penei Sewell and Taylor Decker to make sure that Rashawn Gary and Micah Parsons stay off of Jared Goff. It'd be nice if he can stay off of Goff. But Parsons has 10 sacks on the season. He's been active the last couple weeks. He had a sack and a half against the Giants. He had 2 sacks last week against Minnesota. He's very active, and this is the game that and this is the reason why the Packers went out and got him, to beat the Lions so they can win the division and do something in the playoffs.
Okay, we'll get back to analyzing the game a little bit later on. There was some Lions news yesterday that I think fans will find very interesting. I just wonder how it makes you feel. We will get to that today at 11:31 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.